Vain was the hope of escape, and cries and fierce imprecations rang through the house of prayer, and high o'er the heads of the others rose, with his arms uplifted, the figure of Basil the blacksmith. As on a stormy sea a spar is tossed by the billows, flushed was his face, and distorted with passion, and wildly he shouted, "Down with the tyrants of England! We never have sworn them allegiance! Death to these foreign soldiers who seize on our homes and our harvests!" More he fain would have said, but the merciless hand of a soldier smote him upon the mouth and dragged him down to the pavement. In the midst of the strife and tumult of angry contention, lo, the door of the chancel opened, and Father Felician entered with serious mien and ascended the steps of the altar. Raising his reverend hand, with a gesture he awed into silence all that clamorous throng, and thus he spake to his people. Deep were his tones and solemn, in accents measured and mournful spake he, as after the tocsin's alarum distinctly the clock strikes.
"What is this that ye do, my children? What madness has seized you? 40 years of my life have I labored among you, and taught you, not in word alone, but in deed, to love one another.